Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, I did just send Anne Hathaway a DM on Instagram asking her to come on.
Oh, so that'll work.
I'm sure it'll work. I'm sure she probably doesn't get very many.
Now, there is some old photos emerging that I was sent of her wearing like a 2010 Eagles division title hat.
Maybe she flipped in the late O's?
Yeah, it seems like when the Giants are good, she's on the Giants. When the Eagles are good, she's an Eagles fan.
Because that Giants team won in 11. Yeah, so did she throw that hat away? Yeah, and jump back to the Giants in 2011.
Where was she in 17? Well, where is she in 22?
What would you say about this? So the grandfather worked at IP? Is that what it is?
In the 50s.
In the 50s. Is it possible that one side of her family is Eagles fans, the other side of her family is Giants fans?
I guess both her parents met at, her parents met at LaSalle.
Oh, dude, she could be a real Eagles fan. Maybe she was playing along with Jimmy Fallon.
But she's not. She said we. She said 07, Eli.
She's an actor.
That's true.
I did send her a DM on Instagram.
I'm sure that'll work.
You know what I'm really I'm wondering.
It sounds like there's some real stuff.
Well, did she bail on us during rough times, is what I'm thinking.
Maybe she hated Chip Kelly.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, did she bail through the tough times?
Maybe she didn't handle the heartbreak of the early 2000s and said, get me to the Giants.
Get me out of here. She waited till Andy left.
Yeah, she did. She's so mad at it. She's calling Angelo, furious about Andy Reid.
All right.
We'll monitor it.
We'll monitor it.
Yeah, just like
we might have been a little bit too harsh.
Well, but he can't come out in 2024. I know it was like 14
years. But she was wearing an Eagles hat 15 years ago, you said.
I know. 17.
He's just wondering where she was at for 17 and 20.
Maybe she just wasn't on TV. It's possible.
Anne Hathaway.
It's possible she wasn't on TV.
Lynn Mizzlehab was out around that time.
Ooh.
Are you really with the French accent?
Is that French?
I did spend a week in New Orleans.
Yep. The Big Easy, as the locals say.
Yeah. Lynn is a hob. Come on, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like 2 years of French.
Yeah. We have a new Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is Friday. One-stop shopping at Mark's. You get chocolate and flowers included with qualifying purchases. Marks-Jewelers.com. Should Devin Keeney get a Super Bowl ring? 75.8% say yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Now they knocked that down to 72.
Yeah, that would hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Devin's got a very high approval rating on Twitter. I don't think people are really thinking about this. No, it's no, nothing against you, Devin. I'm just, we want to make sure that everyone...
You've earned that ring?
Yeah, that's all.
Well, she did make it through the tough part of the schedule.
She hasn't even been through a loss. You're worried about Anne Hathaway. Devin Caney doesn't even know. We don't even know what Devin's going to be like during the tough times.
Yeah, is she a Foxhole guy? Yeah, but we know Devin is one of us. She's an Eagles fan.
She is.
Yeah.
She went to Pitt.
Okay.
Well, she left.
I'm like, okay.
I left too.
Yeah. Well, you also, never mind.
What?
I mean, the Knicks thing.
When I was younger, a teenager.
Who did I root for when I was a kid?
The Sixers.
I'm Philadelphia. 4-4.
Right. But doesn't it mean something that I eventually came to my senses?
It does.
Sure.
You know, maybe that's what happened with Anne Hathaway. Maybe she came to her senses. Maybe we're like two peas in a pod. Sorry, Val.
Nice. Yeah, I'm starting to see you kind of trying to cozy up the Anne here. I'm seeing this.
Not my type. But still,
let's not say not my type. She made reply to your DM.
Also, you want me to say that in the DM too?
Disclaimer, you're not my type. Put that in there. Where's Kevin Bacon been also, by the way? I'm starting to look up these celebrity...
He's local.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's local.
I feel like Kevin Bacon in the early 2000s was all in.
Was he?
Yeah, I feel like he's been gone.
Footloose?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon Brothers?
Yeah, Bacon had a big moment.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Yeah, what's happening, Spike?
Yo.
Talking a lot about that girl Hathaway. I might as well break her in or something, you know?
Whoa, let's be a little respectful there.
Set me up with that girl, huh?
With Anne Hathaway?
Yeah. She's pretty hot looking, ain't she?
Is she in your league, Herb?
She looked pretty good when I last saw a picture of her down there. I think she was around at NFL stuff last week in New Orleans, you know?
Yeah, very talented actor.
I want to talk about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
A couple hours ago, our boy Wade from Chester.
You mean OG Wade?
Bringing up trouble again, saying about A.J. Brown, this, that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know I don't like that stuff coming, you know, talking that stuff up.
Yeah, tabloid media.
You know that we're going to trade him. First of all, we need to get more than just one first round pick, number four. Okay, we need to get multiple picks if we're giving AJ Brown away. Now, if we do that deal, the guy that I want, okay, is Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State, one of the best catchers. He's a tight end in the nation. He could be a slot back. He could be a wide receiver. He also plays quarterback. So they put him, if you watched Penn State this year, from the beginning of the season all the way until they lost to Notre Dame, you saw multiple positions that he plays. And I like that guy. So he brings a lot.
Well, he's
of
probably
offense.
Going top 10, Herb. You know,
he brings a lot of offense. But
you're a draft guy, I trust your draft takes over almost anybody, over Mel Kiper, all these idiots. I go with Herb.
What I'm saying is, if you're going to trade AJ Brown, which I'm
not going to trade AJ Brown.
I'm against that because A.J. Brown will get a double team, and then guys like Smitty and guys like Goddard and guys like the other cat from Washington, they're going to get open.
Yep. That's why we love A.J.
Get open. The running back, 26, is going to get open. So when he brings a double team, somebody's going to be open. And that's how that offense, the Eagles offense, works. So, you know, but anyway, it is what it is. That's about it.
Okay.
So, like I say, Wade is just trying to throw stuff out there to make himself look better with his different things that he does on the you know, with the media and YouTube and all that other stuff that he's trying to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing about Wade is he doesn't call it down the middle like you do. Like you, I think your opinions and stuff, and far more people than OG does. Everybody knows you. I don't know if everybody knows
Brian
OG.
Next time you talk to Brian Baldinger, you tell him that Herb says hello.
Oh, we'll get right on that. Yeah,
you guys know each other
from the Northeast. You tell him that.
Well, how do you know? How do you know Baldy?
Well, we worked out together down there in Jersey a few times, and then he sat with me at the Super Bowl a long time ago at the Rose Bowl. He was sitting right behind me at the 5-yard line.
Now, which Super Bowl was this?
The Cowboys' first Super Bowl, the one that they won in 92-93.
Yeah,
he was there at the Rose Bowl at the you know that
Pasadena.
There's no seats.
They had a Super Bowl at the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm. It's just like Green Bay. It's all benches. There's no seats in that stadium.
Yeah,
I know. I've been there.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah,
saw the Stones there.
So anyway,
there.
You know. Baldy's a great guy, man.
Yeah.
He's cool, man. He's really cool. I'm hoping to get down there in Los Angeles and meet up with him down there in the NFL Network, you know?
All right, we'll link you to it.
In the office where he works at.
Can we give Baldy your number?
Yeah, absolutely give him my number.
You sure?
He'll call me.
Right yeah, on. We don't want to hand it out willy-nilly.
I saw him. We were. I was going to one city. He was going back to Philly. I was right there at the airport with him at American, getting in line. He was actually right behind. I think right behind me or in front of me or something. But we were. He asked me. He says, "Are you taking the Philly flight?" I said, "No, I'm going to. I was going to Arizona. I was going to Phoenix."
And
to see it was the Sixers. I had just seen the Sixers at the Staples Center for 2 games. And then I met all these people that now text me, you know, about the Eagles.
Yeah.
And from there, I went over to Phoenix to see the Sixers play the Phoenix Suns. And then I left. I just spent a few days there. But, yeah, you never know where you're going to meet Baldy.
Yes.
You know.
He's a world traveler. He gets around a lot like you do. Like both of you guys.
He's back. He's got a lot of mileage from Philly to LA.
Hell yeah.
Back and forth, man.
3,000.
Yep.
So all right, Herb.
Yeah. Well, I'll get you his number.
What are you going to do this weekend, Spike, with no football now?
Yeah. Come on, Spike. What are you going to do?
What am I going to do this weekend? I don't know, man.
We got the NBA All-Star.
I'll be downtown. I got to take somebody to the doctor.
Something to bet on.
But I got to work.
You bet on the All-Star.
I called the Eagles, like, and I left a message for the media people. So
okay.
Good.
What'd you say to them?
You're going to call them and find out if they're going to have a fan float or what?
Oh, you still think you're going to float.
Oh, the fan float.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how would they choose those fans? Just raffle tickets?
I spoke to Julio this morning. He said that he did say that to me. He did say that.
Yeah, he would never lie about that.
Yeah.
I like Julio, too, because he combined both his first name and last name.
Yep, it's just Julio.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah.
Giglio, Giulio.
Nah, yeah, I like Giulio.
Whatever.
I like
Joe Giglio, Joe Giglio, Giulio.
There.
Nah. Yep.
He's not my thing.
Yeah, skinny little guy.
That phone was so hot. Oh, his phone is hotter than your phone. I couldn't get on for almost 2.5 days.
Well, he's not hotter than our phones.
Our phones aren't hotter than ours.
We just
made you a priority.
Yeah.
Why don't you
know where your bread's buttered?
Yeah, that's my point. It's like, let's lock in.
I'm the best, man. You know I'm the best. Wow.
That's why you have to be on the best show. Yeah.
That's why I have to get you on the floor.
I'm the greatest.
Yes.
I haven't heard from Chuck. What'd he do? He must
What the hell is Chuck doing? You're right. It's Wednesday, and we ain't heard from Chuck all week.
That's a fair point. He tried to call me like 3 times during the game too. Like, relax,
he probably got drunk and wound up pretty sick or something. You know, who knows with him?
Yeah,
let's not just throw out stuff there, Herb.
Yeah, you never know. All right, Herb, we got to run, brother.
Now that I'm thinking about it, where the hell is Chuck at?
So, yeah.
So all right, Herb.
Where are you going to be Friday afternoon?
I'm going to be on the Parkway, man.
Yeah, we're doing our show on the Parkway.
Yeah, but the part that it's going to be over. It starts at 11. I got the details.
Yeah, but
3:15 is when it's going to be over.
Where'd you get those details?
No, where he got those?
It's people. Online, bro.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was being sarcastic. Yeah,
I had somebody call me today. Her daughter is in a wheelchair.
Just talk about National Appliance Warehouse with Herb there.
Trying to go
put
there,
on
and
me.
I says, with her, you better...
Now's the best time to upgrade your appliances with the biggest savings event of the year, the President's Day Mega Sale.
Yep.
Herb, listen, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
We'll get Herb back up here.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. The President's Day Mega Sale is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. I know there's a bunch of sales things going on at other places, but National Appliance Warehouse, your dollar's always stretching further. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Your greatest weapon against paying too much for new appliances is Price Assure. Great savings event. Again, the President's Day Mega Sale. So get down there. See what I've been talking about. See what I've been talking about with the great culture. That matters too. He's learning with the football team. It's always great to have a great culture. National Appliance Warehouse has that as well. And you're going to get the perfect appliance for you. I've talked about Gen Air. They have Sub-Zero, Wolf, all that. They also have delivery and installation. So they got you covered in multiple ways. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And make sure you tell them Fritz sent you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Herb.
What do you think about that, Herb?
Phillies. I'm going to make one thing for you, Fritz, okay?
Okay.
These Phillies, Trey Turner, Harper, Castellanos, okay, name it. Up and down the line, except for the couple guys.
Nick Cigarani.
Just got, okay? These cats, they better work the pitchers, and they better get their ass on base.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to hear nothing, because this team... If they don't win it this year, there's no way that they're going to win it next year or the year after. This team is pretty much, with the way the Dodgers and a couple other teams loaded up, they better get back to the old ways, the way they played in high school and college and all this and that. Stop swinging at balls. Get your eyes checked. Eat the right food. Do what you got to do. Lay off the beer at night,
yep.
Especially on the road,
yep.
At those hotel bars. You keep doing things the wrong way, you're going to be, the Mets are ahead of you right now. The Braves are on your tail, okay?
All right,
so We got a lot of things with this Philly.
We're on the 2027, Herb. I try to tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Were you ever married, Herb?
No.
Okay. All right. We got to run, brother.
Here, they just came
Doesn't
up
care.
With Dak Prescott. Just made a statement a few minutes ago that he believes that the Cowboys are next one in line.
Mr. Surehands, meet Herb.
Go check. What's up, Uncle Herb? We're going to catch y'all at that. We're going to be on that fan float.
You're going to be on the fan float? Okay.
Yeah, me, you, Herb, Ike Reed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, Ike's going to be there. The
Ike
chauffeur.
Be there. He loves that chocolate, too.
Oh, ladies, God, I forgot about that.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll double dip, so yeah, let's get scoops.
Double dip.
Whoa. You know?
She should let me hit. I mean, hit me up.
All right. Okay.
This is what y'all get.
Yep. All right. This is out of control. I'm sorry. This is on me. All right. See you guys.
Mr. Shorehands, man. He needs intervention.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a show.
Oh, my God. The 5 o'clock hour is always legendary. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike tomorrow. We're back. On today's show, we'll have Elliot at 3, and in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Jerry, the Truckhorn guy's third cousin, to reveal more family secrets. Andrew in Havertown.
We've learned more about Jerry the Truckhorn driver.
We really have.
In the last 2 weeks than we've known in like this 6 years he's been calling.
But what a win. What a win. Who knew he had such a long story, I guess.
Yeah, he's got a story, that's for sure.
I got to friend him on Facebook. I got to follow that guy's Facebook. What's next?
There's nothing quite like when Spike goes over the top once a show to prove he listened to rap growing up just to maybe get invited to the cookout. Mark and Motko.
Did I do that today?
Like, whenever there's a rap thing, you're always like, you go a little extra.
DMX.
Oh, well, I love DMX.
He does love DMX. We did a whole
podcast. We did a whole podcast on DMX.
We did. It was pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think you know how much I have running through my blood. My blood is hip-hop.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Well, you're a big music guy. You like all sorts of music.
I do. Every kind. Except for Jack's kind. What's next?
Yeah, I know.
To summarize his call today, OG Wade, who fake adopted a star player and regularly promotes his podcast on this show, is here to tell you that AJ Brown wants other people's shine. Tim in Newark.
A little ironic.
That the computer that you're playing it from, the volume on that computer is too high.
Well, that's way off.
That's just going
on. Yeah, we'll have to fix that tomorrow. Yep. We'll get the engineers on it, I'm sure.
Yes. What's next?
Why is there a shrine of Daryl Morey here? Kenny checking out Spike's house.
There was no shrine.
No?
To Daryl Morey at my house.
Do you think Daryl Morey still has the James Harden
painting
that was in his house?
No, the last time we had him on, he had that replaced with a Joel Embiid painting, which I'm sure will be replaced with a Jerry McCain painting at some point. Maybe keep the Joel Embiid painting up 35% of the time when he's playing. What's next?
The upside of winning the Super Bowl, a trophy, happiness, and bragging rights. The downside of winning the Super Bowl, a full 6 months of roster analysis from OG Roseman. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah.
He does feel empowered.
Yes.
After what happened Monday.
Gonna have to knock him down a peg. I think that's what AJ was doing.
What happened Monday?
Well, we gave him like 5 minutes.
On the show.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good, he did a good job, though.
He did, yeah.
Yep. What's next?
All right, then. Yep. Okay. Well, we gotta. We appreciate Spike still trying to end the Arson Arnie call.
Yeah. I mean, there was no stopping Arson Arnie. He was like a freight train. You know. I'm glad we got him. By the way, I'm glad we got Arson Arnie. But man, that was pretty intense. I didn't want to interrupt him too. He's so emotional about
it. Yeah. See, that's what I want though. We need the emotion.
Emotion.
I still can't believe Chuck hasn't called here in 3 days.
Do you think Chuck...
I mean, he literally had a heart attack Friday. Was that Friday? Did he come to the pep rally?
That was earlier, I thought, because he went into the Eagles chant over the
I'm saying he didn't come to the pep rally Friday before the game.
And we haven't heard from him, but he did call you during the Super Bowl.
You sure Chuck's okay?
Yeah, he called me during the Super Bowl. He texted me the other day.
Okay.
He's alive.
All right.
I thought that's...
I wasn't going that drastic.
Well, logical follow-up. Yes. The thought was that
he's trying to make sure he's still out here amongst us.
See, I was gonna say, is he hiding out because he was an anti-Jalen guy? But he flip-flops on that stuff so quick.
I'm shocked he hasn't called up to share his excitement about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Yes, and if you're out there, Chuck, and you're going to the parade, take it easy.
Oh, he called the midday show today.
Midday
show. And then he called the morning show on Monday.
Oh, you know, get him out of here.
Come on, Chucky.
See, you guys were willing to be lenient with him.
We were.
And I felt like I was compromising in a really, really meaningful way.
Yeah.
And look at what we got for him.
See, I blame you, Fritz.
Yep.
Because, see, your desperation to keep Chuck has rubbed off on me.
Yep. It's just like, it's enough. It's enough.
No, I do take responsibility for it.
Okay,
He was a changed man.
He's not. He's looking for clout.
Now he's back down the list.
He's back down the list. Yep.
He hasn't even called us this week.
I'm surprised at that. I knew something wasn't right. He's definitely calling tomorrow.
It's outrageous.
Well, and by the way, now when he calls, Spike's gonna make him wait.
Yep.
Well, but he did it to himself.
So I agree. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be. He let you down.
And we should have known. Look, my
dry degrees the skids for him.
My sniff test when he wouldn't commit to this show. Yep. My sniff test was there's something up here.
You were. You've been on it.
Really disappointed. You've been on it. I thought I was the olive branch I had in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fritz, it's
now we just want to hit him with a branch.
Yes. You can feel how hard this olive branch is. Hey-o, pause.
Blue juice?
Yep. All right. Fritz at 6.
You guys
is
don't
next.
Understand how small it is.
Jack, what is coming up on Fritz at 6?
Would it be disappointing if this is their only title in the next 5 years?
Oh, that's a good topic.
I'm sure you do approve of that topic.
Well, it's interesting. It would be.
Not negative.
Just do more parade talk, man.
Yeah, be happy.
I am happy.
Yeah.
That's why it's not. That's why it would be disappointing.
I got a new topic for Fritz at 6. Are the Eagles awesome, really, really awesome, or really, really, really awesome?
That's the morning show's topic.
Okay,
tomorrow.
All right. And then
is this the best or the greatest?
Yes. Then after Fritz at 6, TK will take you into the evening. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.